the threat to us, if it happens, then it's almost like a snowball effect.
Yes, it's kind of...
To be honest, that's the way I feel. It comes down the pike. I mean, they start with 15. Well, then they go ahead and bring the other, let's see, what would there be? 7 more. Take it up to 22. Bring those into the mix. Wouldn't be long before they would figure out a way, I'm sure, to bring those 4 other small ones. Which is interesting. We're actually growing, though. And if we continue to grow like we have been, I mean, the enrollment's going up 20%, it seems like, each year. Right now, our registration for fall term is booming. We really are, hopefully, people can see meeting the demands of our service area. You look at that radius. Most of our 30-mile radius is even outside of North Carolina, which is interesting. Most people have a full pocket to pull from, and most of our service area is Georgia and Tennessee, which, again, we can't accept. So
if they want to pay out of state,
if they want to pay out of state, absolutely. Or they work in state, there are ways. But, again, we're really doing a great job serving the area that we have. And I think that's reflected by looking at the map and what our enrollment trends have been lately. We're trying to bring new programs. We're not sitting by complacently just waiting for something to happen. We're bringing new programs in. We're enhancing the programs that we have. We're just trying to be cutting edge as much as we can in this area. With budget cuts and little money to do new programs with, somehow we're finding a way to make it happen. And it's a good place to be right now.